Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And the show is just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Sounds like a good
show. And
we're
back.
Hello.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. We are The Sprouts, and the last three songs that you just listened to have been Pearl by Anna Luneau, Heart Made of Glass by Ellie and Fur, and yeah, those were it. Yeah, there were two songs. Oopsies, forgot. Anyway, I think I want to mention also process. And we've talked about when we started doing stuff and why we started doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, how do we do stuff, right? Because it's something that's interesting to dive into, especially because that's something that artists talk about a lot is...
Yeah.
How do they make their music?
How do they make it? What their process is? People have had like very strange rituals to get in the mindset or whatever. I know that I forget which band it was, but they would always do the recordings on the first take and just go with the first take always. And it's, for example, like that's something that I thought was like really cool and that I agreed with. The first take is always the best.
Yeah, it's impressive.
It always has a certain like quality to it. Is what I've noticed. Because you're kind of coming at it like fresh, maybe after like a day or maybe a week or something. Of not touching whatever piece of music you're doing, and it kind of gives you a different perspective, creatively speaking, because you're not tied down by previous takes. I didn't like that. I wish I would have done this differently. So, just want to talk to you guys about your thoughts.
So, I would say, like, I guess, explain your creative process. Like, your setup. How do you use the tech that you have in your setup and all that? So I'd say let's go into depth about that.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, so I'd say for my setup and all that, when I get to class, I grab the school MacBook and all that, so I get that set up. I put all my cords and, like, my mic into, like, the zipper kind of thing, and so I just get out all the cords that I need. And so I set up the laptop, and then I grab I forget what kind of brand of electric piano, but I grab an electric piano, set that up next to the laptop, and I get two other devices. I forget what they are, but I guess they're kind of for, like, drum beat and all that. And so on the laptop, I get up Logic Pro, and for Logic Pro, there's many different options that I can choose if I want, like, different instruments, different drum beats and all that. So that's pretty much my setup. And if I need a mic, I grab a mic stand, I set up mic and all that, plug everything into... I plug the mic into the audio interface. I plug audio interface into a cord that plugs into the laptop. And so pretty much all my chords are plugged into something that plugs into the laptop. That kind of, that idea of in a setup.
Okay, cool. How do you use Logic Pro? How do you make your own music, huh?
For Logic Pro, I just, for the first few weeks, even like first couple months of using Logic Pro, I just kind of messed around and just to see like, oh, this is that, and that kind of stuff. And so I found cool drum beats. I found cool pianos. I found cool basses and a few cool guitar like riffs and all that. And so on the piano, it's not just an electric piano. When I plug it into Logic, I can turn electric piano into an electric guitar or a bass or any of that, or even a drum beat. And so I just make up these kind of rhythms, this kind of stuff, and I think, does this sound good? Is this what I imagined, and is this what I want? And I just kind of mess around with that kind of stuff until I find like a concrete idea of what I want, pretty much.
Cool. Okay, so, yeah, all right. Stumbling over my words. Tona.
Okay, for me, I always bring my heavy loop station to school, and I set it up, mic, headphones, and I just start jamming. So basically loop station means I put my beatbox into it and I loop it and I use effects on the loop station to make my music. And I usually start off with a kick and a snare with some EQ and some effects. And I make a loops usually 4 to the floor. So it's like a boot, boom, 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 boom. And then I try to think of some chords, bass, and then melody. And I play around with that once I make it. That's usually my setup. And how I could branch off from that is just, honestly, for LoopStation, making music on LoopStation, you actually have to stay with, since you can't like keep recording, let's say we have like a time limit for 3 minutes for a track if we're going to compete with it. So we can't really keep adding stuff. Of course we can, but we can't keep adding new melodies every time, because they'll take too much recording time. So we're just going to have to play around with what we have. So we just record everything first and play around what we have, which I think is really cool. And I usually try to do that every time I make my own music.
So you can, like, build around...
What I have. It's like, record everything I have, and then I just have to play around with it.
That's cool. I like creation by limitation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that I'd like to explore more.
That's a cool quote. Yeah.
What creation can I say? Creation by limitation. I'm definitely not the first person to say that.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's still a pretty good quote.
I'll take credit for it in the sense that I thought of it.
Woohoo!
Maybe simultaneously with someone else. I think that's something that's really interesting to me. It reminds me of... of this thing that Talking Heads did, where they would just have this one massive like track, this big instrumental track. I forget off of which album. I can't remember the names for the life of me. But they had these this massive track, and they would take off certain instruments from it, and those would create different sections within the actual song. And then David Byrne would go in and record like vocals over that, and I think that's really interesting because it kind of forces you to think of things differently, and to,
since you don't have the freedom of like using anything
of doing whatever, and in some ways it kind of takes the pressure off, but it also pushes more out of you in that sense, right? Because it's like I just have to work with what I have, and you end up making something that is it. Arguably more gratifying than if you had kind of done the same thing that you always do.
You'll feel more proud of it since you had a limitation to make it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Anyway, so I wanted to raise those kinds of things where it's like, how do you guys like challenge yourselves creatively?
I always have a challenge.
that's true. I guess for me, it's... And I was thinking, at the beginning in September when I started with just the laptop and the piano, I like, even though Logic, it has a bunch of options and all that, the piano, it felt like I didn't have a big setup, and not saying that a big setup is always the way to go. It really depends on you, of what you want. But what one of my teachers said is the more devices you have, I guess the more challenge you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it really depends. But for me, like the laptop, the piano, and two other smaller devices, I guess for like drum beats and all that. And so like the more devices you add, the more complications you get,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Is that your challenge? Like,
yeah, I would say it's kind of hard because like all three devices are plugged into the laptop,
mm-hmm.
which is run in Logic. And so whatever, say I have a guitar and I check each device, I can hear a guitar from each. And so each, you know, section I have, it's connected to all three. And so it's hard to...
It does. I think that is interesting. It again reminds me of like you have a lot of options, and those options,
yeah.
when those options are in front of you, they become really overwhelming. You don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I think that's interesting. I don't know. In terms of me, like I most of my songs really do just start on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And I explore
them. Really good. It's really good.
Thank you. I explore them on there before doing anything else. That's something that I actually have trouble with is seeing a vision with other instruments. I don't do solo stuff. It's very difficult for me to create, or like I can get out an idea by myself, but I really do need like at least like percussion or something like
that
to help me out. I thrive off of like group collaboration. That's something that makes creating things exciting for me, is working with other people.
So and natural, seeing what natural they band instinct.
Exactly. Yeah, what can I say?
Yeah.
It's so true. It's exciting. You know, I do improv, and so like the improv can like has all these concepts I could just apply anywhere creatively. And those are things that I like to take with me whenever I'm trying to work on something.
That's good. What about you, Tona?
Yeah, for me, it's kind of like you, Bradley. It's like I have, there's so many things I could do, since there's each effect for, there's like four effect areas on my loop station, which I could put each effect, which there's like a lot of types I could set for each step. So there's like infinite, almost infinite, like combinations of effects that make a certain sound. So like for, let's say for a snare, I use an EQ and a reverb to make it sound better. But it's, since I have too much effects and too many ways, I just kind of find, I always go online and find a person who's done this and take that off. It's nothing, I haven't really tried something myself, I guess. Because I search on Google, how do I make a kick on a loop station? And it brings up these two effects make a kick, and I always just take that off. I haven't tried to find a kick on my own, so I guess that's my challenge right there.
You're in the playing around phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. That's interesting. Anyway, I'd like to get to our next song break.
Of course.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Vibalicious.
This next song is Early Morning Sun by Jeffrey off of Good Boy. Give it a gander.
give it a listen.
Give it a good listen.
give it a good look.
Give it a...
respect for my own stay. A dog in a suitcase at the airport gate. Sirelia and shine on me. Sirelia and shine on me. When I'm a man. Sirelia and shine.
Thank you for tuning into The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed this session. We'll be here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you later.
avait une tempête. Le vent soufflait fort, il soufflait fort encore. Les gens n'étaient pas heureux sur cette journée de tempête qui amène en passage les âmes oubliées. Mais ce que le monde a besoin, c'est beaucoup d'amour. Ce qu'on a besoin, c'est plus d'amour. Sur le thé à parler, penser à eux, au monde à attirer. Qu'est-ce qu'il faut faire pour envier ces peurs noires? Ouvrir son cœur, ouvrir son cœur.